What's up, John?
Hey, Hector. It's still good. It's good time.
Yeah, man. I just got off of it. I'm heading to San Francisco now, but
You got to drive. Yeah, you got a big drive in front of you.
So what is it that you need now?
Okay, so I've already created the account, but I had a question about the address. I know you gave me the 2620 Lee Avenue, but do you want that to be the center location for your business, or do you want to use the other address that you have?
But I want to use the other address, but because of the the area.
Okay. But, yeah, it's a better area.
But then
there's no mailing address, right? So we'll just do the video verification.
There is a mailing address, man, but I don't. It's like for the owners of the property. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm doing, I just rent the space to.
Here, let me look it up. Let me look it up. What's the address?
1699 West Grand, Oakland.
Can you spell the street name?
1699
West Grand.
Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, West Grand Avenue.
Got it. You just said it so quick, I didn't get it. West Grand Avenue, in Oakland. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big blue building.
West Grand. I'm just trying to make sure that there's not another business registered with Google there.
Oh, okay.
Because if they've already done it, then it kind of hinders it, you know?
Yeah.
6099 West Grand Avenue. And Adeline Street? West Grand and Adeline Street? It's like cross street?
No, it's 1699.
Oh, there Adeline. It goes. I put 60. Okay.
No, 1699.
West Grand Avenue.
It's like a big warehouse.
Oh, okay. I found it. They got a street view here. It's like a gray one. It's got a painting on the side. There's like a lift building there.
Yeah.
I'm on the back side of it, though. It just sees, it does not show.
Across the street is,
it's just a lot. It's a park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's got a building, man, too.
There's like a green one. And a blue one. Yeah.
Yes, a blue one, yeah.
All right.
And I don't know if you see a little yellow one, a little small one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me right there. That's me. That yellow one, that's where I storage my all my tools, man. And then on the parking lot, I got my equipment. And there's like, they rent spaces at this place.
Yeah, it's just like a lot.
It's like a lot. Yeah, they rent spaces. They don't rent like, I mean, you know, they rent spaces. Nobody has no mailing address. There is a mailing address, a mailbox, but that's for the, for the owners of the property.
Okay.
And before I get to San Francisco, I can stop by there and send you a photo. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me ask Caesar real quick just to make sure we can get you verified there. I don't want to even risk it. West Grand Avenue.
I used to live in Oakland, man. I don't live in Oakland no more.
Okay.
I'm up to Stockton.
Stockton? Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Caesar's looking at it right now. He's downstairs in the department that actually sends the letters out and does the video verifications. So, yeah, just trying to make sure. I sent him the address and the street view and everything, pictures of it. That was my only concern. But we would rather you probably have this location just because of the area that you're in, that you cover.
Yeah.
It's just more, a lot more traffic. It's just more people, more job opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we'd be able to make you more. Stockton's not bad either, though. I was looking at this Google Analytics for Stockton between our calls, and Stockton still had like 1,218 searches within a 40-mile radius just in the last 30 days for demolition. So it's like...
Hey, what is the search radius on in Oakland?
In Oakland, it was 1,863.
Okay, so let me ask you something. When I was with Ali was like putting me, like, every month they were adding up a different city. At first they added Stockton, and then after the second month or something like that.
With this, it's usually just a set radius from the address. So they just go 40 miles, and if they're 40 miles there and their IP address is searching within that 40 miles, then they'll be able to see you for residential and commercial. But if you wanted to go further than that 40 miles, then we got to do Google ads, and it's like pay-per-click, and then it starts getting a lot more pricey. So what I want to do is just get you showing the 40 miles around Oakland, and then that way we got to see if you could even handle that amount of calls. I think the problem with Ali Ali is they never really had you showing up consistently. They're an SEO company, so it's like you are in a top-ranked business with that service, even to the best of their abilities, you know? So
okay, so are you going to do 40 miles on a residential or how many miles commercial?
We'll target both residential and commercial for 40. I don't know about trying to do 100 miles for commercial unless I know you said earlier you would travel, but I honestly feel like once we have you up there, Hector, it's going to be too much. I mean, I don't know how big your company is though. Like, do you have a bunch of guys that work for you?
Well, yeah, I got a 10-man crew, man. But the thing is that even though I might, like you said, I understand what you're saying of the calls, but sometimes they get like 20 calls, but out of 20 calls, you probably only gonna get one job, two jobs. You know, not necessarily because it's all these calls means that people just calling for estimates.
Yeah. Well, so that's the thing, is because also, like, you're in a large metropolitan area with Stockton. I could do, like, a broader service area or with Oakland, but I could do a broader service area with Stockton because it's a little more rural. So that's kind of the benefit to that. I know you're saying, hey, you know, just because there's 1,200 and something searches doesn't mean that I'm going to get that many phone calls. And you're right. You know, people will search 2-3 times over, but you got to understand where we're placing you is where 90% of people make their decision. So this is where most of the phone calls stop. Like Home Advisor by Angie's is on the first page of Google. They're only capitalizing on like 5% of the traffic by having that placement down towards the bottom half of the first page. So you got to think now you're in a position to where you're going to get more exposure and probably more phone calls than that independent Home Advisor listing does with the 10 guys on it. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I know what you're doing now, but let's compare it before we just go balls to the wall.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So we go with whatever the 40 and the 100, 40 for residential and 100 on the commercial. And like you said, if it's too many phone calls or not enough phone calls or whatever, can we always edit it?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You
we can grow it.
Talk about, I say, okay,
yeah.
You know, we can go more mile, more radius miles for residential,
yes.
Or less or whatever.
Yeah, we can do that. I'm just not recommending we do that right away.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I want to evaluate it like this first and make sure you can handle it before we just start throwing you out there, because it's also going to cost more. If we start putting a 100-mile radius, the rate's going to go up because we have to do ads too. The local listings usually only cover 40 miles for residential and commercial.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So I want to evaluate this and then see, make sure you can handle it. You might find that that's enough. You don't need to go further than that when you're getting the consistent exposure. But if you want to expand, then at least we already have an educated route on what works for your business before we're having conversations about more money, and we'll already have you up there generating those customers to pay for the expansion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, I don't want you to just throw a bunch of money at it and cross our fingers. We want to evaluate it. It's like a math problem for your business. So Caesar's getting back to me too. He's messaging me as I'm talking to you. I'm a little distracted. I'm getting like I got two conversations going at once. So Caesar's saying like we could try, but if the postcard is sent to that address, you're probably going to miss it because it's a commercial address like that. If the video's done, they're going to ask for the mailbox to be shown when they do the pictures in the video, and you don't have the mailbox there, right?
But the mailbox is right there, right on the yard.
Oh, so you can see the mailbox at that address.
Yeah, I can see the mailbox, but it's not mine.
Okay. It's not yours? It's just a mailbox for that lot?
For that lot, yeah, for the property owner.
Okay.
And the only other thing I would suggest I could probably provide you with, it would be like my monthly statements. Like, I don't know, you know.
Ah, that's fine. But you said you can get a video with the mailbox?
Yeah.
Or a picture with the mailbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's fine. Let's hope we can get the video verification.
What about the card?
Yeah, you won't need the card. If we do the video verification, then we won't need to send the card. We'll just do the video verification with you.
Let's see.
Does that make sense? So, like, I'll send you the form right now, and then you can do the video verification. That's the way around if you want to use the Oakland address, though. It's like instead of sending out the card, we do the video verification. Usually that's a lot faster than the card coming to you in the mail anyway.
Okay, what about the Stockton area? Are you still going to do what you mentioned earlier?
Well, we can only use one address or the other. So do you want to go?
The address in Oakland I want to use, but I want to see if you can like do. You said something about trying to add Stockton or.
No, if you can only pick one address for the business. If we were to add Stockton, that would be like a whole nother account for the company. It'd be like opening a second location.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So you got to pick one or the other for King Kong General Demolition as the street address. And then what we'll do is we could video verify you but hide the address. So the customers aren't going to see that address online, the 1699 West Grand Avenue, but then they're going to do the video verification so we don't have to mail the letter to you. That's the workaround for it. Super important that you get that done, though, Hector. You got to understand, like, your business won't even exist on Google for people to look up King Kong General Demolition, let alone demolition in general, if we don't solve that problem. You get what I'm saying? You have to be Google verified. And maybe that was the problem that you were running into with these other companies.
Well, when I was with Ali, my verification was in Stockton. But then, like I said, every other month, they will add up another city.
Yeah. Yeah, ours doesn't trickle like that. It happens right away. Like, it's just 40 miles. We're not going to go, hey, one city this, one city that. I mean, if you get into your client interview and you say, hey, I want to put point of emphasis on certain areas or remove certain areas within that 40-mile radius, you could do that. And we continue to build on it. You know what I mean? We'll try to obviously expand the business as much as possible. But initially with Google Places, it's just 40 miles from the street address where you're PIN verified.
Yeah, there's nothing around 40 miles radius in Stockton, man.
That's what I'm saying. I go Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell. I'm not Ollie Ollie, man. Like, our calls are recorded by Google. We're partnered with Google, so I'm not gonna lie to you and to get you to sign up with the service. I'm gonna give you the real deal because, you know, if anything I say it doesn't work out, if I tell you, hey, you're gonna show up 45 miles and you only show up 40, you know, you're gonna cancel next month. That's not what we want. You know, we want to build a long-term relationship with you, make sure that you're getting what you're paying for and you're getting the results that you're looking for. But with the kind of volume that we're seeing in your industry and area, like, there's no way in hell that, I mean, it's just a 10-man crew. Like, there's no way you're going to need more than that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could try you guys out, man.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's.
Let's do the 40-mile radius.
Yeah.
Here in Oakland, and if
and we're building the website for you too. We'll get you a new site. But we got to do a client interview. So I got the PIN verification. I got the address squared away. It's 94607, the zip code, right?
94607, yes.
All right. And then I got your hours of operation already, 6 to 5, Monday through Sunday, cash and check, no card. Got the email. Okay, and then we got to get the website for you. So what would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
I don't know, probably on Thursday, man.
We usually like to do it same day or following day. We want to get you up and running as fast as we can so you can get some customers.
Okay, so right now, man, I'm heading to San Francisco. Then I have all the stuff I got to do. I got to go to the dumps.
You think you'll be at San Francisco by 11?
No, I don't have an appointment in San Francisco. But I do need to go to San Francisco. And tomorrow, man, I don't want to get cut up, and I have to take my family to the airport.
Hector.
I don't
want to
be like...
All right, hear me out. So if you really want to go, like, get it rolling fast, I can do it at between 10 and 11. I can notate it, and they'll call you back as soon as they're ready. Like, in the next 30 minutes, they'll call you back. Or we could do 11 to 12 today. I could do 1 to 2 today, 2 to 3 today, 3 to 4 today. Or I could do tomorrow.
It's 11 is 1 hour, 11 to 12.
Yeah. You want to go 11 to 12?
I'm kind of feeling like a little pressure here, John.
I don't mean to pressure you. I just want to get things going. You know, we got to build you a website. There's a lot of work we got to do for you. I want to get started.
I understand. So how long is this going to take?
About 30 minutes. It's all over the phone, too. It's just basic questions. We want to know the services you provide, the area you cover, how you want your website to look. Pretty simple.
Okay. What is the initial cost?
It's just $299 with the Facebook ads and the website.
It's 40-mile radius for residential and commercial.
Yep, residential and commercial. And then you're also getting the full platinum package. So we're also putting you on Facebook, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We're building a website for you. You're going to have your own app and tracking system, too, where you can keep track of all the leads and everything we're doing for you.
Are you able to tell how many miles from Oakland to San Jose?
I can look at it right now. I got three monitors in front of me right now, three screens. To San Jose, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly 40. It's exactly 40 miles. It says it would take you 1 hour and 10 minutes to get there. You're going to San Francisco right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you take the bridge, it's a little faster, but yeah, you got about an hour drive.
Yeah, let me ask you something, man. So, I mean, there's jobs everywhere, man. I understand what you're saying, like, about the many phone calls, blah, 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 and, you know, commercial, big commercial buildings, man, it's only like say 1,000. Not all 1,000 of them are under construction.
Yeah, but you're talking, you realize that you're only like 11 miles away from San Francisco?
No, I understand San Francisco, but this job, like, look, man, I had gotten big jobs, man, out of Sacramento, Santa Rosa, Eureka, San Luis Obispo, Fresno, Modesto,
Gatos,
Cupertino.
Hector.
You see what I mean? And those 40 miles radius, it's not covering all that area.
I get you. 100%, right? If money's no object to you, Hector, the Google partners and Google can advertise you wherever you want. But you're trying to keep the price down, right? So the best that I can do for that price and with that deal is that. It's the 40 miles for a local listing like that. Period. Like, it's no different for any other Google partner. That's just how the system works. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so if I want to stand in the future, I can always stand in it, and I understand it's going to cost me more money.
Exactly. But I'm just not recommending we do that right now. Let's go month to month, evaluate the 40 miles. Because like I said, you're going hypothetical. Like, I don't think this is going to be enough. But it might be enough. You get what I'm saying? And there's no reason to just throw another $300 at it on top to do ads in the surrounding areas. But then if you find at the end of the month, you go, actually, I do want more. Then we can expand. We can run the ads and we can increase the price. And at least that way we already know all your services. We don't have to go through that whole setup process again. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's my logic behind it. I'm trying to keep your bill down, but also get your foot in the door and start generating some customers for you and show you what we could do. Obviously, once you leave Home Advisor, there's going to be a bunch of money that you're going to save from that, and we can put that into ads to hit the other areas too if you want to expand. So it's going to work itself out. You got to trust me. I've been doing this for 12 years. I can't tell you how many businesses that I've gone through this process with. So.
All right, John, let me go ahead and do that. Can you do that, man, for me on the – I got to use the bathroom.
Okay, I'm ready for you. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, what do you need? You need the credit card?
Yeah, it's going to be processed right now for $299. I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing.
You ready?
I'm ready.
4815 8900 0124 0124 3642.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
9/27/9/27,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
919.
You're bilingual, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And then that, I set a client interview appointment already between 11 and 12. Does that work for you? Or do you want me to move it?
I'm going to have to wait. I have to make it, man.
Okay. I could always push it to tomorrow. I mean, I don't want you to feel like pressured.
I just want to be prepared for the interview, man. I'm not.
It's easy. So they're going to ask you about the services you provide. They're going to ask you about the area that you go to, or if there's areas within that 40 miles that you don't want to go to. And then they're also going to go over like the website and how you want your website to look, because we're going to build you a whole new site since Ollie took your site.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy. Then they'll build the website, like the initial draft, and they'll send you a message with it so you can review it. And anything you want to change, we'll continue to, you know, fine-tune it until it looks exactly how you want it to look for the site. So it's a pretty easy process. It's all over the phone. You don't have to get on a computer or do anything fancy. We just want to pick your brain and understand, you know, what your ideal customers are and make sure we're connecting you with the right people.
Okay, who am I going to be talking to, man, after I talk to you? Because I know you're just a sales rep, man. You know, you...
Hey, 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 hey.
door.
Hey, don't hurt my feelings.
you're trying to get the client on the door. I don't mean it like that, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I want you sell me something and then...
I'll text you my direct number. You can still talk to me, but I'm not going to be the only guy that you talk to. You're right. You know? So there's going to be a technician that'll call you. He's going to be bilingual rep, just in case you want to target some Spanish clients too with your keywords. Okay? And then obviously it depends. You know, if you like that guy, you can continue to work with that guy. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. If you dial my number, but you hit extension 1. So, it's not just going to be me, but I'll give you my number if you want to be able to call me directly, if you feel more comfortable that way.
I mean, because you're selling me something right now, and then when I speak to somebody different, it's, oh, no, you don't have this, you don't have that. So I'm gonna
No. I'm going to send you – we're a real business, Hector. I'm going to send you everything in writing right now, and then they got it documented too, man. I don't know who you worked with in the past, but – yeah, we don't operate like that.
I got frustrated with Home Advisor, man. They can't.
I know. I could tell. You'll be fine. We'll get you taken care of. That's not how we operate, though. We send you everything in writing right now at point of sale, and you have a receipt and everything documented. But your address for this card, it's declining your payment because I have the 1699 West Grand Avenue on there. Is it under the Stockton address for the card?
Yeah, it's under the Stockton address.
Okay, I got to fix it. Yeah, because once this payment clears, it's going to automatically send you everything in writing.
Okay.
So let me just fix it here. Yeah, this isn't Home Advisor by Angie, so, man, we walk you through it. It's more of a personal approach. Like, you'll get live people. Same thing with the calls that you're getting. You'll actually have real people calling you. We're not just going to text you a number and then charge your account. We don't even work like that. We don't even charge per lead. Okay. For some reason, your Stockton address isn't pulling up. Here, I'm in the billing section. Can you just read off the Stockton address for me so I could update the billing?
2620 Lee Avenue. Stockton, California.
The zip?
95206.
95206. Okay. All right, make update. All right, so the first month's payment's going to go through today. It's February 25th, 2025. Each month moving forward, it's going to renew on the 25th day. But you're going to keep this discounted price of $299 for the platinum package for as long as you're with us. So the Facebook, the Google advertising, Bing, it's all going to be in writing. The website, it's all included in that price. It'll never go up or change. And then you could cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy. You're not binded to a contract. But we do recommend that if you're going to discontinue, just let us know before the 25th day so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then, so I processed the payment. Are you getting the text messages and emails coming through?
Let me see. No, not yet. Oh, wait a minute. I got some kind of email.
Okay.
Okay. And be taken to unknown sender.
Yeah, that'll probably be us too.
Calendar, yeah.
Oh, that's for your interview at 11.
Okay, there goes another 951. That's you.
Yep.
Okay.
And then our number and for customer service and my number is going to be attached to every text and email you get. You could also text us too. It's like, there's a whole team here. If you send a message in like, hey, I need help with this, or you call in and say you need help with this, there's always going to be a representative available to you, and then we can go in there and make sure we get everything up and running and done for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not alone. You've got a whole team here that's professionally managing and hosting not just your first page placement on Google, but your website, all your online listings. And so that's information to share with Claudia, too. You know, I have her on the profile, too, as the partner. So any changes that you want to make or adjustments, or if she needs help, she could always reach out to I have her on here.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, we'll walk you through it. Right now, I know you got like a drive in front of you to San Francisco. So, you know, obviously drive safe, you know, get over there, handle your business, but we're going to circle back with you at 11. There is a full terms and conditions in there. You'll see in the link in your text message. So everything's in writing right there, Hector. If you go through that and then at the bottom, you can sign off on it, but it has everything outlined that we're doing for you for the price.
Okay. So I'm looking at the email right now and they say it's about reply on the appointment from 11 a.m. to 12 to respond. Yes.
Yeah, just accept that, because that's going to be one of our representatives. He's bilingual representative. He'll jump in, and then he's going to do your interview. So we customize the campaign with him.
Okay, and what is he going to do? What is they going to need for the website?
We'll ask you to send in, like, the company logo if you have one. If you don't have one, we'll help you with it. We could develop the logo for you. We'll ask for any pictures that you might want to use for the site, though. You need to send those in to us. I'll text you this email.
Do you recommend?
As many as you want. You know, it's your website. I mean, if you want to build a whole portfolio of before and after pictures, but, you know, I would say if you get like 10 good ones to start, that would be a good starting point. And obviously new jobs are going to come in, so we'll get more pictures as we go.
Okay. What about the address here in West Oakland? I'm right here right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a... What was that?
Did it go through?
Did what go through?
The pinpoint on the address.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to actually have an appointment where they'll contact you to do the video verification.
Okay. I don't have an iPhone for video. I mean, video,
okay.
You mean I take the video and I send it to them?
Yeah, you could do it that way, too. You could just make a video like, hey, this is the front. Here's the mailbox. You know, this is the address. If you want to just make that video now, you can go ahead and do that. I know they're going to ask for the mailbox. That's what Caesar was saying. They want to see the mailbox and then the address. And you could just say, hey, this is my business street address. You know, I'm Hector. It's just a simple video. But that's going to be our way of bypassing having to send the pin there, wait for the pin to come in the mail. You know, if we could show that to Google, then they'll just go ahead and verify your listing, and then we'll have that address hidden online. So people won't be showing up there or know to go to that address, but it'll just help us mark that as your center location for the ads. That make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to overcomplicate this stuff for you. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep it really simple. So if you want to, like, make that video and then the subscription terms are in there, you want to make sure you go through that, sign that. And then we'll call you at 11. We'll walk you through the client interview, and we'll go step by step. We'll start working on the website. You know, we'll give you an update on the website when that's done, if you want to make any changes to it. And then obviously, you know, you and Claudia both, if you guys have questions, comments, concerns, or you feel stuck at any point, you know, you have my direct number, and we have 24/7 customer service. So just call in. I mean, it's really important to us that we get this stuff up and running and working for you, because if you're not getting paid, we're not going to get paid next month. You know, we know that. So I want you to also
relax,
you have guys helping you.
Mm-hmm. You have the payment went through?
Yeah, it already went through. That's why those receipt and everything came through, those text messages.
Okay, so now the next one is going to be on the 25th of next month?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the same price.
How soon after the interview, I provide the information for the website, photos, whatever, whatnot. How soon before I can, type King Kong's General Demolition on Google?
Yeah, so the verification has to be completed, too. It's not just the interview. So we got to resolve that issue with your address, get you Google verified, and then once you're Google verified, we already have the information. We'll go through and do the optimization. So, you know,
what's the process of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really dependent on you, honestly. I mean, if you're like knocking everything out quick, that's why I'm trying to get it all knocked out quick, because it's like, hey, it might bother you for the next 2 days, but it's worth it, because once we get it done, then we can have you up and running a lot faster. But I also have some business owners where, like, you know, they sign up and then, you know, I hear from them a week later and they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, man, we need this stuff from you in order to put you up there. So if you're on top of it, and obviously I've already kind of set the appointment for an hour from now, then we could get you up and running really fast. You know what I mean? Even like with Facebook, I could start having you seeing leads within a couple of days. Yelp, you know, your Yelp listing's already got reviews on it. So we start promoting that. That'll start getting some traffic going. It's already got a lot of pictures on there. So as far as getting clients, you know, it could start happening pretty fast as far as getting clients. But being on the first page, we got to get the verification done. So I'm very hesitant to tell you, hey, it's going to be up there in 3 days or be up there in a week because there's other variables. You know what I mean? And again, like I told you earlier, I'd rather under-promise to you. And if I have you showing up quicker, you're happy. You know, if I tell you, hey, it's going to be up there in 3 days and it takes 2 weeks because I didn't get some forms from you or something happened, then you're going to be pissed. So I'm hesitant to tell you. You know what I mean? Right. I'm always going to be that way. Okay. I don't want to burn a bridge ever with our clients. You know, we want to be transparent with you guys.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wait for the appointment, man. I got to get to San Francisco now.
I know. Have a good drive. The appointment's already set between 11 and 12. The rep will call you there and walk you through it.
If I come up with some more questions, man, I'll ask those at the interview.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the interview's for. And then also you have my number too, so don't hesitate to call in.
Okay, thank you, man. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, Hector. I appreciate you giving me your trust, man. I know you've gone through it with Angie's and Ollie Ollie, so I want to make sure this is your last marketing stop for the business.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
You too, bye.